first, test here three.
Gymnasts train their entire lives to make it to the Olympics.
And that's a champion right there.
Now, many American champions say they will spend the rest of theirs recovering from the sexual abuse they endured to get there.
I'm no longer a victim. I'm a survivor.
USA Gymnastics and the U.S. Olympics Committee have agreed to pay $380 million to victims of former gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar.
You affirm that the testimony.
In September, many of the sport's most high-profile gymnasts testified to a Senate committee saying the sport's organizing body and the FBI didn't do enough to protect them.
They asked if he used gloves. I said no, he never did. They asked if this treatment ever helped me. I said, no, it never did. This treatment was 100% abuse and never gave me any relief. I then told the FBI about Tokyo the day he gave me a sleeping pill for the plane ride to then work on me later that night. That evening, I was naked, completely alone, with him on top of me, molesting me for hours.
It's not a problem. Simone Biles.
Olympic champion Simone Biles is the last of Nassar's victims to still be competing.
For the dismount.
Just a full twisting double back.
I don't mean to cry, but it's hard coming here for an organization and having had them fail us so many times. And we had won gold. We've done everything that they asked us for, even when we didn't want to, and they couldn't do one damn job. You had one job. You literally had one job, and you couldn't protect us. And it's just really sad, because now every time I go to the doctor or training, I get worked on. It's like, I don't want to get worked on.
In a statement, the president of the sport's organizing body said USA Gymnastics is deeply sorry for the trauma and pain that survivors have endured as a result of this organization's actions and inactions. While these athletes are known for defying gravity, they've also been praised for flying high, despite efforts to bring them down. Leah Harding, Al Jazeera.